Good afternoon and welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. We've got a full and engaging program lined up for you today. In the first part of the show, I'll be speaking with David Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he'll be sharing details about upcoming events and some of the latest bird sightings. Perfect as we head into the spring season. Then in the second half, I'll be joined by Cynthia Teller Champagne from Moiselle Haut Saint-François to talk about the Book Bazaar project in East Angus, an initiative helping to raise funds to support their important work in the community. As always, I'll also have community announcements, a bit of health news, and great music to keep you company. And we're getting things started with a beautiful track from Casey Musgraves. It's a new one, and the song is called Middle of Nowhere.
Out there on the edge of the world, way past common sense, past the Dairy Queen, the county line, where there ain't any fences. Find my own peace. I wanna be somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I think maybe I'll just stay there. Don't tell me you miss me. I don't care. I'm somewhere in the middle of phone and I'm alone, but it honestly feels good. And if you tried to call, I wouldn't call you back, even if I could. Gonna find my own peace. I wanna be
turning our attention to the outdoors as spring really begins to come alive across our region. Joining me today is David Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. He'll be sharing what's coming up for the club, including upcoming presentations and guided nature walks. Great opportunities for anybody looking to get outside and connect with the natural world. We'll also talk about some of the bird sightings this spring, what's being spotted so far, and what listeners can keep an eye out for in the weeks ahead. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really happy to welcome David, better known as Skip Wright. He's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club, and he's going to tell us about some activities coming up. So welcome, Skip.
Oh, good morning, Maureen. Yes, the birders, our club birders, are really excited. We're in the middle of a migration, and a lot of different birds have been seen, and also it was reported that Gladys with is tracking the amount of birds that comes to Dash radar. And so far they've recorded 3,180,000 northbound birds on April the 18th. So this is showing up in our bird sighting. Mm-hmm. And I'll talk about that a little later. But now I'm excited to announce that one of our directors, Margot Maillard, she'll be doing our presentation. And she's in internship as a native guide with the USA Nature Guide. She is a student at the University of Sherbrooke, and she spent the summer at Gaspé and on Bonaventure Island, bringing campers and people who want to visit the island. And then she went, studied in ecology. She studied in ecology at the University of Sherbrooke, and she will be discussing the key differences in the two very different places that she took photos and videos. And she also went to Mexico to study the ecology down there, and especially the turkey vulture. They have the black turkey vulture, and she should be a very, very interesting presentation. So this at the Amélie Baudouin Hall. So it should be very interesting. And also, we're very happy to announce that we set up three insect and three bird watching kits at the Lennoxville Library. And the families can go in and borrow them and then go out on the walks with us or go on their own with their family and look with binoculars and looking at the different insects. This came about from a generous donation from the Mason from Lennoxville. So it turned out really well.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody needs a pack sack, they can go in loan it out. It's free. And maybe you join up with the library. Friday up on the 24th. I'll be going to get money from the foundation, the Township with Research and Culture Foundation. This is in support of our speakers program for next year, and a very generous amount, and we want to thank them very much so for that. So that's another good thing going on. And we've got some great speakers coming next year too. Really, really nice. And then on this Thursday, on the 23rd, Camille Dufresne, will be giving a special talk at the Grace Village, and all the members and friends are invited. She's really, really good in this, and a visual presentation about common birds that you may see in your garden and how to create a garden sanctuary. And it's an hour presentation in English. So that's April 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Grace Village. She's converted her property over to nature and with Pathways Lounge, and so she really gets a lot of birds and that coming in.
That's nice.
Yes. And she lives on Addle Street.
Okay.
My home street. But anyway, then we also got a really ambitious field outing, and we're encouraging that people that can't make it to our meetings to come and join us at these places, and we'll be showing more info about it on different at the library and North Attlee bulletin board, so it gives you more detail on it. We have 13 different outings this spring and summer, and so it should be quite interesting. Our first one will be at the Elmwood on May 6:30. That is a nice walk. It's an easy walk for somebody that can't walk very well, and there's a lot of, we usually see quite a few different birds there, especially during the migration.
Okay, that's what date you cut out for a second there.
Oh, did I? Oh, May the 6th.
Oh, May the 6th. Okay, great.
Yeah, at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have 13 different walks this year, so which is very good. Now we'll go with the sightings of the birds what people have seen.
Mm-hmm.
My bird of the month is a raven. We have them here at my place, and they're quite an interesting bird. They symbolize wisdom, and they're large. And they're way larger than a blackbird or a crow. Have you ever seen one around?
I don't think I have.
Oh, I had one sitting on my bird feeder, and the other day looking in the window at it, the most gorgeous bird I think I've ever seen. The different blacks and the purples in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice.
And they're smart as things. They can problem solve, use tools, plan ahead, even hold a grudge with each other. But they go in pairs. So if you see a bunch of black birds, bigger birds, that's usually crows. So it's quite an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Camille in her backyard on Addo. She was invaded with evening grosbeaks 50 at a time at her feeder.
Oh, wow.
And she puts out sunflower seeds twice just in the morning.
Mm.
And new birds are arriving every day. The phoebe, the herbage thrush, sapsucker. Chipping sparrow, and even a pine warbler. So she's doing quite well there. Or she gets birds there, like in the woods in the back. You know, to be with some woods. Very nice. And then we have Judy Cassidy. She reported that she's had birds stop a day or two, and they're on the migration. So she's doing quite well in seeing birds. A lot of blackbirds. I saw a big flock of blackbirds yesterday too, but in the Baltimore Oriole. So that's pretty good. And then, have you seen any different birds in the migration?
Not recently. No. No, not too much. No. Maybe because we're more in town.
Yeah. Did you see any blackbirds?
No, not blackbirds. A few starlings and the chickadees, of course. We had a lot this winter, and the cardinals are coming.
Okay, I see you have some nice flowers in your garden, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, hopefully that will attract a few more this summer.
Yeah, they should, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had Gary McCormick, well, expert in birds, like me this morning, that he had seen a red-throated loon, a rarity in these parts, who seem to have made his home in the Huntonville Park for the past 10 days. Now, this is I've never seen a red-breasted loon, and it's quite an interesting bird. So if somebody ever wants to go see it to the Huntonville Park in the river there,
mm-hmm.
it should be there. Okay. And he's saying also that migration is underway. We've noticed quite a few blackbirds, of course, and early spring warblers, such as the pine and palm warbler. I've never seen a palm warbler either.
No.
Yellow rump warblers have arrived, and they should be joined by others. So the migration's on. Grosbeaks and ring-necked ducks. So everything's coming up. But there's snow here looking out my window.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look very encouraging to them, does it?
No.
And then Brian in town in Lennoxville here, he saw a Cooper Hawk take a junco from near off the feeder and then perch it in the tree and eat it right there in his feeder. But that's quite common. They have one that's hanging around there. Mm-hmm. And now this is the time of the year that Gladys Beattie's been telling us to remind people to have their birdhouses, install them if necessary, and clean them out. It's a good idea to spray the inside with mild solution of Javex to kill any overwintering bacteria or insect eggs. And old Windex bottles is good for that. Sometimes mice or squirrels use the houses, and the birds will avoid using them. So you got to check out your birdhouses, and we're installing our 18 birdhouses on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
By that big white house in front of Bishop's.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have quite a gang there for that. And we've even got the University of Sherbrooke ecology team coming in to ban some of these birds so we can keep track of them. But they were all ready to come in yesterday. You walk over there, they fly over your head. You think you're putting the birdhouses out, but we can't. It's a bit wet, and now with the snow, it doesn't help it.
No.
But yeah, we cleaned all our birdhouses last fall, so we have to do that. So, but it's a lot of fun.
It is.
If you have a chance for them, you should go over.
Mm-hmm.
You see how we do it anyway. And then, and also with Brian was telling us that make sure that when you're putting out your nest box, that the hole is right size for the target bird. And no perches. Yeah, they're little, you know, the little stick under the hole for the birdhouses?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're recommended not to put them.
Okay.
I just learned that myself. It aids predators, not native birds.
Okay.
I didn't know that either. It's very interesting.
Yeah,
but
important.
If they go on our website, Brian is said what size the hole should be for different birds.
Okay.
So that should help us quite a bit. So the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, Maureen. It's quite a bit going on.
It's a lot.
Yeah, a lot for us. But that's the spring. That's the fun for the birders.
Well, that's an important time of the year, that's for sure. Okay, So if somebody wants to know more, just go on the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club site on Facebook, and you'll learn a lot more. And they also have presentations coming up there, some more information about that.
Yeah, the one there for Margo.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Grace Home.
Right, good.
That's a nice location there. Right?
It is.
We're hoping and setting up some birdhouses there this spring and that. So.
Oh, that would be really nice, especially for the residents.
Yeah. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of different things going on, so it's encouraging, a lot of good things.
Yeah, that is good.
Yes. And we like the other clubs that are helping us out quite a bit, like the library. Mm-hmm. That was quite a project. And then the foundation, the Township Foundation, is helping out a lot for the speakers. We're getting speakers from Montreal and all over the place now, wanting to come and do a presentation. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. Nothing but positive things. That's good.
All positive, well, except for the snow.
Right. Well, that will go away. It won't last.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's great, Skip. We've been talking with David Skip Wright from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So again, check out their on Facebook, St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So thanks very much, Skip. Take care there. Bye for now.
Thanks. See you later.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. And we have a couple of events coming up for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Thursday, April 23rd at 2 p.m., Club member Camille DeFrance will be giving a special talk at the Grace Village, and all members and friends are invited. That's 1515 Pleasant View in Huntingville, Sherbrooke. Birds and Blooms, a visual presentation about common birds that we may see in our garden and how to create a garden sanctuary. And now a presentation in English, Thursday, April 23rd at 2 p.m. Camille DeFrance is a bird watcher, writer, and St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club member. Also coming up, the next presentation for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will be on Wednesday, April 29th, 7 p.m. Margot Maillard will compare and contrast her experiences as an ecology intern in the Gaspé with those in Mexico. She will show photos and videos of the flora and fauna and describe life as a wildlife intern. So that comes up on April 29th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. That will be held at the Amity Baudouin Community Center. Members of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club and also anyone interested is welcome to attend. And we have some events coming up at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, over on 300 St. Francis Street. There's a dance with Sydney Aulis every Sunday in April, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m., $10 at the door. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. There's a unit meeting on Wednesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. There will be a fundraiser dance for the Hatley Canada Day with Slightly Haggard on Saturday, May 23rd, starting at 8 p.m. at the ANAF Unit 318, The Hut, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville. Admission is $15 at the door. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. Coming up at the Lenoxville Library on Saturday, April 25th at 2:30 p.m., it's Township's Poetry Reading. Everybody is invited to attend, and the Lenoxville Library is located at 101 Queen Street in Sherbrooke in Lenoxville. There will be a fundraiser spaghetti supper happening on April 25th, Bury Firefighters Spaghetti Supper, to raise money for the Volunteer Fire Department in Barrie, 563 Main Street in Barrie. $15 per person, 8 and under eat for free, starts at 5 p.m. For tickets, call the Barrie Fire Chief at 819-452-1017. That's 819-452-1017. St. George's Anglican Church in Lenoxville is hosting a bake sale on April 24th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. during the final Friday soup lunch of the month. Stop by for lunch and support the Evening Anglican Church Women. Mental Health S3 will be having another online workshop, Always on High, Functioning Anxiety and Hustle Culture, led by Melissa Hindley, MACO psychotherapist. Wednesday, April 29th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. online Zoom. Many of us know what it is like to feel constantly on, pushing through, staying productive, and carrying on even when we are overwhelmed. This workshop will explore high-functioning anxiety, the pressure to stay in work-hard mode, and how this can keep us stuck in stress and survival mode. Together, we'll look at how this shows up in our daily lives and share practical ways to move toward more balance. Call Mental Health S3 for more information or to register. 819-565-3777. Mother's Day Weekend Spring Market, happening at The Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, on Saturday, May 9th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond is proud to present the 22nd edition of Babies and Kids Bazaar, taking place on Saturday, May 9, 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the school, located at 355 College Street South in Richmond. This student-led event highlights both community engagement and environmental responsibility. The gymnasium will feature up to 40 tables offering gently used children's items, as well as unique products from local vendors and entrepreneurs. In the cafeteria, visitors can browse a wide selection of gently used books in both English and French for all ages and purchase delicious treats off the bake table. Admission is free. Each visitor will receive a free door prize coupon. The event is organized and led by grade 5 students who are developing entrepreneurial skills while promoting reusing and buying local funds raised through table rentals, and the bake sale will support their end-of-year field trip camping to Riviere Nicolet in Watton. Those interested in selling can rent a table for $15 or two for $25, with clothing racks available for $5. Setup is simple and support is provided to ensure a smooth and enjoyable experience. For more information or to register online, please visit the Facebook page St. Francis Babies and Kids Bazaar. You're listening to the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM. I want to thank my guest in the first part of today's show, David Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Check them out on Facebook. Lots of events coming up, and it's a great club to join, too. And we're going to close part one of today's show with Neil Diamond. This has been re-released recently, and the song is called You're My Favorite. We'll take a break, hear the news with Derek Bullard, and a word from one of our sponsors. We'll be back with part two, and in part two today, I'll be talking with Cynthia Teller-Champagne. She is from the Moisan Haut Saint-François, and she's going to be talking to us about a book project in East Angus, where we can go and get some great secondhand books and help the organization at the same time. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're like the spirit in motion, and I'm like the quiet of dawn. We just might combine what we are, go and follow a star to another place where we go. No way and no when, no, it's feeling right, and I sing along. And on the top 10 of my life, you're my favorite song. Yeah, let's make the journey together. We'll take it all in our stride. Won't fake whatever we feel. Whatever we feel is the way it is. Keep on rolling, don't know why not. Long as I got you, I can't go wrong. And on the dance floor of my life, you're my favorite song. Feel your beat, hear your drum. Move my feet, here I come. You put your rhythm in me, that's what you're giving to me. Yeah, you bring out my song from the inside. You sing out the heart of my tune. And no doubt wherever you lead me, however it need be, following you're my truth. Forever knowing, keep on flowing through me, I'll be strong. Long as I got you, 'cause you're my favorite song. Feel your beat, hear your drum. Move my feet, here I come. And that's the way it should be. Just keep on singing to me. Let's sing a chorus together. I'll take the harmony line. We'll take it right from the top And we ain't gonna stop till the night is done. Dance with me, you lead, I'll follow. When I follow you, I can't go wrong. And on the jukebox of my life, you're my favorite song. Singing it day and night, and you're my favorite song.